The longer you wait, the bigger the penalties. Call me, 970-515-6882, today.
You're listening to The Present Truth, sponsored by Pure Blood Mike.
Greetings. Welcome to today's program. Switching headphones here. And this is The Present Truth. And I am your host, Rick Rodriguez. Hope you had a wonderful 4th of July. Because it sure came quickly. It came fast. It's over. One half of 2022 is now complete. I have been thinking about something that everywhere I tune, places I go, people I'm with, everybody is wondering why there is no justice, why we are not changing the direction that we're going as a nation. People are wondering, can we change things? If so, how do we change things? Well, is there going to be justice? Are we going to have some form of justice before this country completely comes apart? No. And the reason I say that is because high table. If you've watched the John Wick series of movies, the first three movies, it's really a great example of what is happening in the world. There are people that are controlling everything, and in the Wick series, they're called the people at the high table. And these people, they have regions pretty much internationally that they control, and through a facility called the Continental, like a beautiful hotel, motel, or hotel. It has everything. It's elaborate. And in that facility, they cannot conduct any business, and the business meaning assassinations. There is a high table, and in this network internationally, in this syndicate, there's a group of people that rule everything internationally. They rule nations, they rule economies, and they do have a Praetorian Guard, which would be what John Wick is, an assassin to carry out missions, to carry out what is needed. People being assassinated. And in that structure, in that society, there is war taking place within. There's always rebellion in every society. Within the occult world, there's rebellion. With all the secret, within the secret societies, there's rebellion. Because in Satan's kingdom, it's a house divided against itself. It can't stand, it won't stand. So you have a high table, and that high table gives directions to all of these facilities internationally. And If you go rogue, that's the only justice for these people. Will there be justice with Joe Biden if he goes rogue? Nancy Pelosi, if she goes rogue? And let's see who else could go rogue. How about Mitch McConnell? Let's say George Soros, Boris Johnson, Macron of France, Emmanuel, God with us, Macron, Justin Trudeau. I promise you, Justin Trudeau, as someone who is a player in this game, this man knows the consequences. Justin Castro Trudeau, he knows the consequences should he decide not to go along with the game. How about Prince William, Prince Harry? Harry, to a degree, went rogue, and he's going to be cut out of the great inheritance. But the problem is, these children are MK'd from the time they're children. Like William, there's a term out there, a moon child. Before he was born, he was consecrated to Satan. And his children also. So at the high table, everyone, there is this group, mysterious, secret, no one knows who they are. And anyone who rebels in all of these continental facilities internationally, there's justice. So we expect justice through the laws of the land, international laws. Don't hold your breath. You're not going to have the justice that you think there should be. There's nobody, no one is going to be prosecuted. Joe Biden isn't going to be prosecuted. At the high table, when they decide someone is to be replaced, that person can't raise a squawk. Example, George Bush Sr. He's been basically in power for 12 years. Two terms through Reagan's administration, one term of his own. And he wanted a second term because he wanted to be the person that was going to conduct and do all of the future objectives of the high table. But the high table said no. They had a younger man that was going to take that position, William Jefferson Clinton, and his wife, Rick Rodriguez, the present truth. We'll be back.
Hey, my name's Jariah with Performance Restoration Dent Repair. We're a family-run business located in downtown Longmont. We specialize in hail repair, door dings, creases, large dent repair, and ceramic coatings. If you're interested, give us a call at 303-726-3628 or schedule online at prdents.com. Again, call us at 303-726-3628 or schedule online at prdents.com.
1360 KHNC is proud to announce our partnership with MyKind CBD, a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides, completely organic, no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. Our prices are the best in the country. Go out to 1360KHNC.com and hit the shopping cart button and make your purchase today.
Are you tired of your cabinets slamming shut?
Quiet! Keep it down up there!
Then upgrade to high-end, no-slam cabinets with A&D Design.
They're priced 15% lower than big stores' plywood cabinets and 30% lower than their high-end cabinets.
They also have scratch and dent cabinets at a discount. For beautiful cabinetry and no more,
quiet!
Call Daniel at 303-968-6678.
Or visit their website at andcabinetdesign.com.
Hi, I'm Sina Milanazzo, telephone technology specialist here with Liberty Communications. We are the local experts for cloud and VoIP telephone systems. If you have a traditional phone system and want to learn more about how VoIP can help your business, then call me. I'll sit down with you and we'll come up with solutions on how to keep you ahead of your competition. Call 720-399-4255. 0233 or email info@libertyvts.com. VoIP doesn't have to be a four-letter word.
Hi, folks. I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farm, land, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
Hey, Joe, where you going with that gun of yours? Hey, Joe, I said, where you going with that gun of yours? Going down to shoot my old lady. You know I caught her messing around with another man. Yeah. I'm going down to shoot my old lady. You know I caught her messing around with another man. And that ain't too cool.
Hey Joe, where are you going with that gun in your hand? And you know the Joe I'm talking about. And what gun does he have? He has a position as the highest power in the land, he thinks. But where is he going? What is he up to? He is being given directions by the high table. Now listen, to understand the high table, you have to realize, I know you don't like to hear this, and I know that I'm redundant on this. We have moved into the greatest spiritual time in the history of mankind, spiritually in two dimensions, the dimension of the kingdom of heaven and the dimension of the kingdom of darkness. And you see right now, presently, the kingdom of darkness in total, complete rebellion toward the kingdom of heaven, and the good people, the righteous people, the people with a conscience on the earth. This is what we are witnessing. We cannot avoid it. The Bible says we cannot avoid this war that will take place in the decade before Christ's return. So the high table, all of the facilities, all these continental facilities internationally right now are being given direction. Each one in its own world. In this country, we are given and being told, these people at the high table are telling this individual who is illegally in the office of president what to do. Their objective is to tear down the social fabric of every nation internationally and to cause conflict with races, ethnos against ethnos, with those in different brackets of income at the lower, the lowest, the poorest are at a war with the wealthy. And in between, you have the, in America, you have the generating part of society. They're at war with it. They have to destroy it. And I just scratched something out, but I decided to begin with this matter of there cannot be justice the way we would like justice. The justice that's going to come and tear down this whole, what has been put in place throughout the centuries and through millennium, is Christ himself. Now, Biden's poll, his numbers are dropping, and he is not going to be able to continue his illegal stay in the White House much longer. They may, the hard left, they know it. His mental health is going to continue to fail, and these far left liberals are, I believe, they're looking at their options. One of their options is Kamala Harris. But they don't want her because she doesn't have any staying power as far as... She has no charismatic abilities. She has no charisma. She just cackles. She's like a hen out in the pen clucking. That's all she can do. She just... She has no abilities. So they're not... The hard left is not looking for her. They're not looking at her. There's not going to be a Nancy Pelosi. And Pelosi... the hidden hands in the dark, again, they're going to use Nancy. They're going to use all her energy, her political power. They're going to suck the soul power right out of her. And when they're done, she's going to be quietly, if she can even lives, she's going to be mothballed without a brain, without a mind. The only one that's going to know what's happening with Nancy is going to be her daughter. And her husband, if he even lives as long as she does. Nancy has no chance to take over the one position that she's had her eye on for so many years. And she's been so close to a position that she would love to have illegally, like Joe. She wants to be El Presidente. But there's not going to be no Mrs. El Presidente for Nancy or for America. And there's another madame who also would like to be El Presidente. We know who that is. Hillary. Nope, Hillary will never, ever be president of the United States of America. No woman will ever be an American president. The Bible says it will never happen, and it will never happen. Then there's Michelle Obama. Now, if Michelle should win the presidency, she won't, or she won't, because Michelle is a man, and still, should that happen, again, Scripture will be fulfilled. There will not be a woman president. Now, will Michael Obama be able to know? Because she is even more disliked than her husband or her lover. More disliked. So forget about Michelle, Michael. Now, I've been stating, you know, that Joe, he's not the legal president, though he has a gun in his hand. Research and investigation is proving that Donald Trump still, he won hands down, that last election, and is still legitimately the president of this country. Though he isn't in his rightful position as president, he still won. This is also Bible prophecy. Donald Trump would only be in power for one space, a short space. Plus, he would also have power in what we would term his second term, though he's not in the Oval Office. He would still have power. He would still have a political presence in this country that would be disturbing to the hard left, to the people who sit at the high table internationally and in this country. Those who sit at the high table are children, powerful children, of the devil. They are in the occult. They have sworn themselves and their children, and their parents probably offered them onto the altar and consecrated them to Satan. This is what the Bible says will happen at the end of the world. The people that are the children of the devil at the end of the world, they're not dabblers. They're not little children that play with Ouija boards. They're not little children who take, or young people that take a bird out and sacrifice a bird or a chicken. No. These people, they sacrifice millions of people in a 1 or 2 or 3 year period of time in international wars. This is the type of sacrifice. For those that can believe it, understand it, accept it. One of the sacrifices that took place in the 60s and 70s was Vietnam. This was the sacrifice of baby boom generation children, not just in America, but throughout Asia. This was an occult sacrifice. I know this may be too much for you, but from that time to this time, now you're beginning to see the starvation, the murder. There was a Holodomor, death through famine. We are now at the final end of the world, Holodomor. It was a planned destruction of food crops to produce famine in Ukraine in the last century. The final Holodomor, death through starvation, has begun. There is also a second Holocaust. Believe it or not, this vaccination program in Israel is a hidden Holocaust of the Jewish people once again through vaccination. And the people of the world the same, through plague, pestilence, through disease, sickness, through creatures living in their bodies that were not created by God, parasites, things that live in the bloodstream. There's a natural. You don't want to walk around barefooted in a pig pen because you get the pinworms. You don't want to around cattle. Every year, my wife, people that lived in the farming community, they would have a parasite cleanse, because humans do have parasites naturally. But also the Bible says in Revelation, one of the plagues, the four horsemen of the apocalypse, creatures inside of mankind doing something that was not normal. You can take care of pinworms. You can take care of roundworms. You can take care of tapeworms. You can take care of these natural parasites. But this new, intentionally injected into the human being parasite program, no. It's a different thing. It's a different beast. A man-made weapon. You can accept it. I'm not forcing you to accept it. I present it to you and those that are hard left. If you've taken these injections, you have time to ask God to help you. You also can be a recipient of God's mercy and eternally be one of His children. You can be forgiven for all of your sins, known and unknown. Intentional or unintentional, you can be forgiven. And the same with every human being. Now, is Donald Trump going to ever return to power as president? You know, if you've listened to me, you know that I supported President Trump because I know he was in place by God for a purpose to bring a reprieve from the hardships of the previous 6 administrations. But you know also that I have stated he will not return. He may run, but he will not return. He's not going to return. I hate to say that to this audience because so many of you support him. I still support him, but I'm just saying he's not going to return. Personally, I don't think there's going to be another presidential election. And we'll discuss that when we get back. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, we are in a present truth. And that truth and what is happening all around us has been in the Bible and God said it would happen. It is happening. We'll be back.
Tune in Saturday mornings from 7 to 8 a.m. right here on the Roar of the Rockies, 1360 a.m. for the Gardening with Joey and Holly radio show. Get your garden started and growing successfully all summer long. Every Saturday morning from 7 to 8 a.m.
How would you like some free advertising?
Free! 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 Free!
Call 970-587-5003. We will put your small business or local company on the half-empty cup of joe for the small business section of the show. Call 970-587-5003, and we'll get your business some free advertising today.
Free!
Free.
Reasons to own gold. Reason number one.
Culturally, the golden rule is treating others as you want to be treated. But financially, the golden rule is those that have the gold make the rules. When you retire, make sure you can write your rules. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592 or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
January 22nd saw Northern Colorado invaded by thousands of Second Amendment patriots going to the new PE Gun Show facility at the Greeley Mall. Gone are the days of the crowded facility and limited products. Patrons shopped hundreds of tables filled with all the items you expect at a premier event show. For future show dates, CCW training, or seller reservations, visit PEShows.com. That's PEShows.com for more info. The new 90,000 square foot Premier Events Expo Center, located at Greeley Mall off Highway 34, is a perfect indoor space to plan your next event. Weddings, graduations, concerts, or fairs, this space can accommodate. For leasing information, contact PEShows.com or call them at 970-663-9101. That's PEShows.com, 970-663-9101.
You want to try something different for your students? Come join me at Civica Career and Collegiate Academy in Milliken. We're a tuition-free charter school enrolling for next year for grades 6 through 10. We have a firm foundation. We stand for the pledge. Our students are in uniforms. We stick to core curriculum, and we'll get them ready for the world. Enroll today at civicaco.org or call us at 970-614-5521 for a private tour.
JD the Colorado Deplorable here to tell you about Swamp Fight right here on AM 1360 KHNC Radio. Saturdays from noon to 1. Join me as we do battle in the DC Swamp.
You're listening to The Present Truth, sponsored by Pure Blood Mike.
Did you ever have up your mind and pick up on one and leave the other behind? It's not often easy and not often kind. Did you ever have to make up your mind? Did you ever have to finally decide and say yes to one and let the other one ride? There's so many changes and tears you must hide. Did you ever have to finally decide? Sometimes there's one with big blue eyes, cute as a bunny.
Well, everybody is in a position where you're going to have to decide to make, to believe the truth or to believe a lie. Everyone, we're in a position here where we've got to decide. So I don't believe personally, my own personal observation, view, is that I don't think there will be another presidential election. I think, if I'm correct, this coming election will be the final national election here in this country. And I do think that one more time, like I had stated a week ago maybe, that the Constitution of this country, it is in the Bible, it is in Paul's writing, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, Second Thessalonians chapter 2. It is called a restrainer. It is to restrain evil, wickedness. And eventually that restrainer is going to be destroyed. It's going to be removed. It will be removed by the next individual who comes into power in this country, who I believe will be Barack Obama. The restrainer is the Constitution of the United States, and it just so happens to be that Obama is a constitutional lawyer. He is rewriting the Constitution. He is ready and rewriting a new Constitution for this country. I'm a firm believer in that. I am presenting it to you so you will think about it and you can decide. You're in a position where you've got to make a decision. Or at least, maybe not make a decision presently, but at least you should observe what's going to happen, what is happening. And when that restrainer is removed, this Constitution will be over. It will be done with. It will be just a piece of paper. Like George Bush Jr. stated, it will just be a GD piece of paper. They hate it. Who hates it? The high table. Why? Because this Constitution keeps those people from taking over the world presently. But once it is destroyed, they will take over the world, at least the Western world. They'll attempt to take over the whole world, but they won't be successful in taking over the nations of the Far East. And so I think we're going to have the final midterms. We're going to be very... the conservative world is going to be very, I think, probably successful. The laws right now are changing because of Donald Trump, Supreme Court rulings, and the you might say the Constitution. I had told the Christians when it came time to vote, you have the opportunity to vote, but you really need to pray that God's restrainer, and continue to pray that God's restrainer restrains until God says it's time for it to be removed and he allows it. Until that time, it must be powerful to restrain evil. These people want more evil. They want to let the rattlesnakes out of the cage ahead of time. No, the restrainer is going to keep a lock on the door so that the snakes, the vipers, the children of Satan do not have their way until the Constitution is removed. And at that time, the snakes will take over the world. Pray that the restrainer remains strong until 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, I think it's verse 7, till the restrainer is removed. Now, I don't speak this way about America as shock talk. And what do I mean by that? The elections, these elections in the fall, I think are going to be the final elections that we have here in Amerika. I talked about this a week ago or 2 weeks ago. Amerika. America, or the land of the plumed serpent. I am not talking this way as shock talk. I'm mentioning this and presenting it to you as a truth and a reality of spiritual truths. The spiritual truth is this. Lucifer, he has claimed the world as his own possession through time. There would be centuries where he would have powers internationally, and then from time to time, the powers structure would shift. And these places where the devil would be allowed by God to build his systems. For example, these systems would be built globally through time. Initially, Egypt. Then Babylon, which would be ancient Babylon of that time, that followed Nebuchadnezzar, years later. Then there'd be following Babylon. Satan used Greece. And you look with each of these cultures, they weren't just an area. They were cultures. Each culture was steeped in the occult. I can just mention that Egypt, the pharaohs, what they worshipped, how they worshipped, the gods that they had to worship. Then Greece. You look at Greece, mythology. Look at what they worshipped in Greece. Then you have coming forward toward our time. You had Rome, all of the occult deities of Rome. Then even closer here in the last maybe 6 centuries, 5 centuries, you have, or little beyond that, Spain, and you had France, then you had England. And with these countries, the witchcraft became more sophisticated. It wasn't so much the way they built their structures in their nations, but it's how they began to worship more perfectly the devil. And England and Germany, through the German, through the Third Reich, through the Nazis, you can see, when did Freemasonry come into power? When did the Rosicrucians? When did, you see the shift? Theosophical Society, and all these others going even back further. The Jesuits, they come into existence. Where did they get their occult structure from? We'll be back in a few minutes. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, podcast 1360KHNC.com.
This is Crystal with Cruise Planners. We're a full-service travel agency located in Johnstown, Colorado. Give us a call at 970-578-9779 or visit our website at milehighcruiseplanners.com to start planning your next vacation today. By land, air, or sea, we get you there, and all you do is go enjoy. Again, that number is 970-578-9779.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in Northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard, and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
A lot of radio stations boast about having 2, 3, 4, 500,000 listeners. But what they don't tell you is the average listener only listens for 4 minutes. A song plays they don't like, same old boring commentary, or worse yet, as soon as the commercial starts playing, they change the station. Here at 1360 KHNC, our listeners listen longer, a lot longer. We have one of the longest time spent listening in the industry. That means our listeners don't change the dial when the commercial starts playing because they don't want to miss what our hosts have to say next. Advertise with 1360 KHNC and have your message be heard. Call us at 970-587-5003 We also have the best rates in Colorado. 970-587-5003 or 1360KHNC.com.
When I look out my window, many sights to see. And when I look in my window, so many different people to be. That it's strange, so strange. You got to pick up every stitch. You got to pick up every stitch. You got to pick up every stitch. Must be the season of the witch. Must be the season of the witch, yeah. Must be the season of the witch.
Yep, it must be the season of the witch. Now, continuing, so, you know, you have France, and you have Spain, you have England, you have these ancient societies. But each one became more sophisticated in witchcraft. Because Satan is always bringing new insight from his world of darkness into this world to destroy mankind. And Satan's final strategy, the final base of his power, for his control, a final attempt, and an attempt to rule his cosmos. So you see, the world, Christ even said that Satan would rule this world, the cosmos. The cosmos being the world of Satan in the societies and the cultures of the world. He would rule until Christ comes and takes the kingdoms for his own. And the nation that he's going to use in his final play is going to be a magnificent empire, very sophisticated, a sophisticated culture in every way, technically, as far as communication, the military will be the finest ever. The digital world, economically in every way. And he's going to use this empire against mankind. And he's going to use it to destroy mankind. And he's going to try to destroy the triune God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And how is he going to do that? You're going to have an unholy trinity. We in the Christian world have talked about it for 50, 60, 100 years, thousands of years. There's going to be an unholy trinity. The devil, the Antichrist, and the false prophet. And Satan knows that God is going to have a group of faithful children that are going to stand at all of the gates of hell, and the gates of hell will not prevail against this builded church, this builded body of believers. So, the greatest culture, it'll be a great political culture. It's going to have an economic structure using ancient occult Nephilim principles used in ancient Babylon to control the citizens of his country, his prize, and his glory. And the tool is going to be through tax. And all the tax will not be for infrastructure, but it will be used, most of it, for the government. And then internationally, this structure, this economic structure, is going to be used to tax the countries of the world, to weaken them and also to bring even more power to this kingdom of the devil. And by taxing the citizens eventually globally. So yes, the countries, but then every man, woman, and child globally. How's that going to happen? The strategy of environmentalism. The strategy of a green, new green movement. A strategy where every individual, child or adult, a carbon tax. You're seeing the strategies of the devil. And with this strategy, which is the only strategy that these people, the children of the devil, can use to control every continent, every country, every region, every state, every city. It's a plan to take over every city on earth. And the devil, through this society of deceived children, will do everything at the direction of the devil to destroy men, women, children, using every form of evil possible, which the world cannot even imagine. And eventually, when those that are afflicted, should God allow them to see the truth, these people who have been at the receiving end of this injustice, of this evil, they may repent. They may have their eyes open and admit they've been fooled and ask God for help. We're going to be back in just a few minutes. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts. Be right back.
Kids, when making those cool motorcycle sounds when riding your bikes, don't use your baseball or even your Pokemon cards, because they may be worth money someday. Instead, use that embarrassing baby picture that your mom took of you in that ridiculous outfit. But when she finds out, you didn't hear that from us. Another friendly reminder from 1360 KHNC, the roar of the Rockies. Always wear your helmet.
Insurance. Nobody likes buying it, but everyone needs it. The problem with insurance is if you don't need it, the money is simply gone. Car insurance costs hundreds of dollars a month, and if you don't get into an accident, which most people don't, the money is simply gone. Health insurance costs hundreds and hundreds of dollars a month, and unless you have a significant health issue, the money is simply gone month after month, year after year. When it comes to life insurance, all companies provide low-cost term insurance for people that acts just like car and health insurance. If you don't need it, the money is gone. At Northwestern Mutual, one of the reasons why we are ranked as the best insurance company in the United States is we offer a variety of low-cost blended plans that actually allow you to build wealth in the most likely event that you do not need to collect on your life insurance. Finally, an insurance plan that doesn't take your money and can actually build your wealth. To find out more, call me, Joey Jaquin, at 602-909-9048. Again, that's 602-909-9048.
Hi, my name is Vince with Serenity Painting and Decorating. Since 2010, painting residential and commercial location. For a free estimate, please call Vince Rivera at 970-978-9565. Please ask about our free window cleaning after paint service. Again, 970-978-9565.
A little song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some.
So I'll just wrap things up by saying that there, you know, this all began with my just listening to people who yearn for, desire justice. And without justice, the people groan. And without justice, the people lose hope. And are the people going to get receive justice through the present system that we're in here in this country? Of course not. Not with this hard left criminal high table. There will not be justice. The only justice that does come is from another dimension, from God in his third heaven, who at certain times, or generally, he watches everything, and he waits for people to go a little bit too far. And when they go too far, then he ends it. The case with Israel years ago, thousands of years ago, is God would allow the nations to come in to punish Israel, but they would go too far. And then God, his anger would be kindled, and he would destroy the nations that had gone too far in destroying the children of Israel. It is the same today. When these people go a little too far, judgment comes. George Bush Sr. had gone as far as he could go, and judgment came. These people, these type of people. Nancy Pelosi, once the cup is full, the judgment comes. Soros, Kissinger, all of them. It doesn't seem fair that the wicked get to live. It's a mystery. It's a mystery in the Bible. Why do the wicked, they live forever, and the righteous die young? It's a mystery. God has a plan. He chooses when you're going to be born. He chooses when you're going to die. He chooses where you're going to be positioned in life. You may not like it. You may rebel. But eventually, if God's Spirit is upon you, God will lead you to himself. And if the spirit of the devil is upon certain people, Satan takes them for his own, and he never releases them. That's another mystery in the Bible. Some vessels, God being a potter, he can create all of these creations with clay. And some are beautiful, but he destroys them. Others might be not perfect, but he has mercy on them. Many believers, Christians, who have had their eyes opened, they realize they were pieces of clay that should be thrown out. But for some reason, God decided to keep them and to use them to glorify himself for honor. Whereas you have other people, pieces of clay, that are just magnificent works of art. But they are created to be destroyed. Example, Pharaoh of Egypt. Pharaoh was raised up for the to be destroyed. He was raised up so that God could display his power on Pharaoh. And why would God do that? Because he's God. It's a mystery that people don't understand. What about Soros? What about these men in the high table? Magnificent, intelligent, powerful vessels to be destroyed. Rick Rodriguez, we'll talk to you tomorrow. Please, don't lose hope. There is hope. God bless you. Talk to you tomorrow, 2 o'clock.
Tyler here at Hornback Landscaping and Junk Removal LLC. We take care of all of your landscaping needs. New landscape and hardscape install, maintenance, snow removal, fall and spring cleanup. We also do junk and trash haul away as well. We are your one-stop shop for anything outdoors. We pride ourselves in quality from start to finish. That means communication, customer service, and final product. We want you to take as much pride in your yard as we do in our work. Come check us out at hornbacklandscaping.com. You can also contact us at 970-966-5665 or at hornbacklandscaping@gmail.com. Thank you.
Of all tyrannies, a tyranny exercised for the good of its victims may be the most oppressive. It would be better to live under robber barons than under omnipotent moral busybodies. The robber baron's cruelty may sometimes sleep, his cupidity may at some point be satiated. But those who torment us for our own good will torment us without end, for they do so with the approval of their own conscience. C.S. Lewis.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley.